Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today and to visit with you. It was a long and arduous trip to get here yesterday. My first flight at 5:15 out from Gainesville was canceled, and I went many directions before I ended up here last night about midnight. I'm going to talk to you today about preconditioning beef calves, give you just a little bit of my philosophy on preconditioning as a management practice, and cover this from several different angles. You may be wondering, what's a guy from Florida know about beef production? Well, I sometimes ask myself that same question. I will promise you today, though, that I'm not going to make you any political promises. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that preconditioning is going to make you rich or make you millions of dollars by any stretch of the imagination. So we'll get to the economics towards the end of this presentation. Give me just a little bit of time to develop this topic. I will also tell you that we have a lot to squeeze in a very short time, so I'm going to go very fast as we roll through here. Some of you may know Steve Paisley, works at the University of Wyoming. I was in grad school with Steve, and this was him at a party that we had once upon a time. The objectives of a preconditioning program are to get calves over the weaning process, to stimulate their immune system, to teach them to eat, feed, gain somewhere around a pound to a pound and a half, and to produce calves with a very predictable, very favorable health program. Now, if you look at this, and many of you have seen slides like this before, one of the things that we do in our industry is we tend to take a calf, pull him off his mama at weaning time, at the same time period where we expose him to a tremendous amount of disease challenge. This results in those two lines crossing right there. And that often results in sickness associated with that calf when he arrives in the feed yard. The idea behind preconditioning is to not let those two lines cross, to set that calf up ahead of time with some vaccinations, to wean him ahead of time at home. And then we see that we've raised his level of resistance. And even though the disease challenge is going to happen when he enters that yard, we can get him better prepared before he transitions into that environment. So preconditioning has been shown to reduce the incidence of feedlot sickness and death loss as a whole. There have been market premiums that have been documented, and I'll talk about some of those toward the end of the presentation, that are related to the fact that fewer of these calves get sick, less of them die. There's been a recent survey done where they surveyed members of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, and they asked them, what do you feel about preconditioned versus non-preconditioned calves? How do you quantify them? And one of the things that I felt was very interesting about this when you look, as you see there, preconditioned calves, they believe that fewer of those got sick. 9% versus 36. Fewer of them die. 1.5 versus about 4.3. They have better average daily gain by about 3/10 of a pound a day. They convert better, and more of them grade choice with fewer out cattle. Well, you back that up with some ranch to rail data on over 17,000 head. One of the things that we do in fact see is that sick versus healthy cattle. If cattle get sick in the feed yard, their death loss was 4.4% versus 0.5% for those that remained healthy. Average daily gain was about 3/10 of a pound difference. Medicine cost was about $30 difference. Percent choice was greater for cattle that remained healthy. This is something we haven't known for a long time. We've learned in the last 10 or 15 years that not only do they not get sick, but they grade better ultimately. So our carcass value is considerably higher. Such that if you actually look at the data here and you sorted these cattle up and off the truck, we sorted them and we could sort them into groups that were going to get sick and groups that were not going to get sick. There's about a $15 hundredweight difference in those two groups of cattle. That's pretty significant on a large number of cattle. Really what we're trying to do here is avoid the wrecks. The really big wrecks where we end up with lots of cattle that get sick, a fairly high death loss, because that tends to get very expensive. So what are the advantages? If I'm a feeder or a stocker operator and I buy preconditioned calves, they're going to have more predictable, more favorable health, without question. They have a reduced medicine cost. They start on feed quicker. They have improved gain and improved carcass merit. Well, what are the disadvantages then? What's the downside? Well, it costs more. If I've got to buy preconditioned calves, generally it costs more. And there's some concern about the guarantee associated with preconditioned calves. There have been some problems with a set of calves being sold as preconditioned and they didn't perform up to the standards. But the big one is they cost more. If you look at the beef industry structure, many of you that are sitting in the room would suggest this is the way the industry is structured. So you as a speaker are standing up here talking about all these things and how great they are to the feedlot and how great they are for the packer and carcass quality. What about me down there on the bottom? What about the cow-calf man that's down there in the bottom? What's preconditioned for me? Let's start with the disadvantages of preconditioning calves. One of them is I could wean calves today and for 45 days, and I've got potential for the market to slide in that same time period. So that's a downside, most certainly, that's out there. But the big one is the cost. And a lot of people say, well, you got to buy those vaccines and ear tag and all this stuff. There is but one major cost in preconditioning, and that's the feed or supplement that you're using. That represents probably a good 70 to 80, and in some cases, 90% of your total cost. And I'll show you some data on that later on. So my additional expenses are the big downside. What are the positives of preconditioning for me as a cow-calf man? Well, one of the positives is I've got potential for increased prices or premiums that I put in parentheses there. And that certainly is true, and we'll talk about those. Depending on how they're sold, some of the special sales that are out there for preconditioned calves may allow me to commingle my small set of calves in with other calves and make more, also get a volume premium. Controlling shrink is one that's often not talked about with a preconditioned versus a fresh weaned calf that I'm going to elaborate on. I can add additional weight gain, and we all realize in the current market situation that the value of that gain is extremely high. It's all-time record right now. So anytime I can put pounds on a calf, that's a positive. And I can establish a reputation for quality calves. One of the things that's often not talked about, and I'm going to spend some time on today, is using preconditioning for something else. I'm going to use it as a predictor, or at least talk about how we might could do that. This may be the first chance I truly get to evaluate that calf and find out if he's any good without his maternal influence. I can manage him very intensively, and on many operations I deal with in Florida and many I've seen across the country, this is my first chance to individually identify him and find out truly what he's made of. In addition to that, I think there's some real incentive to add value to undervalued calves, and I'll elaborate on that later on. I want to talk just a little bit about the first one of those, and that's using preconditioning to predict ultimate feed yard performance. What we did was to quantify the impact of preconditioning performance on a feedlot and carcass characteristics. My graduate student that finished a couple years ago worked on this study. It was a fairly large study. We had about 3,000 head of cattle that were weaned in South Florida, shipped to a preconditioning yard in North Central Florida, and sorted into weight and sex classes to be preconditioned. That's an example of what the calves look like. They were mostly Charolais and Angus sired calves. They were preconditioned for about 43 days on average, mostly between 34 and 51. They were fed a commercial supplement. Of that 3,000 head, about half of those were sent to one feed yard where they were finished out.